Gato who? How is everybody doing? Jazakum Allah khairan. Thank you for coming out. I was actually just fixing up the tutorial, the tutorial file. And subhanAllah, I don't know, Microsoft Word today has been giving me a lot of trouble. In the morning as well, and now in the evening as well. So I don't know what's going on. I have to maybe clean up the file a little bit more. Jazakum Allah khairan, everybody, for your patience. As I was sorting this out. Okay, what we'll do is we will start at the resources page here. Alhamdulillah. Okay, the resource page is the class recording. Page. This has the tutorial handout here. That is something you could attempt with me, okay? And you can use these this document as we're doing it, not just you know, watching what I'm doing, but you can type it in there yourself. If you're watching the recording, it's a good opportunity for you to fill out that file before I give the answer away. So it's like a handout that you could do. Like in a class, I would print it and give it to a student and they would do it. Similarly, this is there for you for that purpose. Okay. What we will do is we have our useful links here and we will utilize some of these today, inshallah. We're going to utilize the Quran dictionary and the verb concordance today, bi'inillahi ta'ala. Before that, though, let us overview Family 2, which we have completed this week. Alhamdulillah, we've completed the study of Family 2 and now we are going to review it, practice it, get better at it, inshallah. The audio is okay, right? Great. So what we will do, inshallah, is we will firstly review the patterns. Pattern for past tense is sallama, he protected from harm. Present tense, yusallimu. Command tense, sallim. Mastar is at-taslim. The actor is al-musallim. And the acted upon is al-musallam. Okay, so first activity that we'll do today, inshallah, is to write out the patterns of the of the families, inshallah. Okay, so we'll write it out in the way we're kind of used to writing it out now, like, well, yeah, with a dhamma plus whatever, right? Okay, so what's the first thing here? First thing here is R1 with a fatha, correct? Then I have R2 with a shadda fatha. Then I have R3 with the fatha, and the fatha I'm going to put an asterisk next to it because, as we have seen last class, R3 is prone to change. The tashkil on R3 is prone to change, and that is that. Okay, thank you very much. Awesome. Let us try the next pattern. Let's see who can help me out with this. How do I start this? Yeah, very good, Sister Maria. But what's on the yeah? Ya bi dhamma, right? Very good. Ya bi dhamma. However, what we will do is we will add a asterisk to the ya. Exactly. I will add an asterisk to the ya. Sorry, I'm just trying to get this right here. Yes. Ya with the asterisk. I need the ya with the dhamma and then the asterisk. There we go. Because as we have noticed, the ya, the letter ya can change, but the tashkil dhamma will remain. Okay, next up. Not R2, Sister Umariam, firstly. R1. R1 with a fatha. Right? Excellent. It is the letter number 2, right? The letter number 1 is ya. Letter number 2 is R1. But for us, R1 is the thing that we're concerned about. R1 with a fatha, excellent. Then I have what? I have R2 with shadda and kasra, excellent. R2 with shadda, kasra. This is an important activity because the next families that we'll study, I'm going to basically explain it this way, inshallah. Now we're used to it, alhamdulillah, so it'll be good. And then we have R3, which is... R3 with the Dhamma and the asterisk. Thank you very much. Is it Brother Raid or Tajnina? Okay, Brother Raid. Oh, I think you're the one with your wife has signed up, right? Yes, yes, I remember now. Sorry about that. MashaAllah. Jazakallah khair. And everybody else who are participating and writing the answers. MashaAllah. Jazakumullah khair. Awesome. Command tense. How would we make our command tense? Command tense R1 with fatha. You're right. I'm just writing the ya for formatting purposes and then I rewrite over it. Don't ask me why. It's just formatting issues have been dogging me the whole day. Then I have next one is R2 with shadda kasra, excellent. And then we have finally what? R3 with sukoon and the asterisk again, because that is a something that will change. Awesome, mashallah, jazakumullah khairan, very well done. Next up for us is the masdar. Start with what? Yeah, I don't need the ya this time because I'm writing an Arabic word. Not the ta, I start with the al first. Correct? With al with the asterisk. Because we may not need it. We may not need it. Just realize the formatting of the asterisk is off. It's fine. Alright, al. Then I have R1 with the R1? I have ta, thank you. Ta with a fatha. Now, the shadda is there. But the shadda is not part of the pattern, right? Shadda is just pronunciation. Correct? The shadda is just pronunciation. So, for the sake of the, you know, watini, right? This is the shamsiya letter. For the sake of the, we'll just write it as ta with the fatha. Alright? Then, seen the sukoon? No, thank you. R1 with the sukoon. Perfect. Then, inshallah, R2 with the kasra. Excellent. Then, what's the next one, folks? Ya with the sukoon. Well done. That's this ya, right? The sleem. That's the ya. And finally, meme, Sister Saliha. Is it a meme that we're putting there or something else? R3. We're just gonna write R3 and hysteric. R3 and then hysteric. We're not putting a tashkil on it. The reason why we're not putting a tashkil on it is because for an ism, as we will see, the tashkil could be dhamma, fatha, kasra, two dhammas, two fathas, two kasras. That's just the way it is. And this is the interesting thing is with regards to the R3 is we just leave it blank. We don't put anything else beside it. We just leave it as is. But you bet soon we're going to start putting stuff on it. Okay? At-taslim. Okay. Next up. Should we remove R3 as well? No, in fact, you shouldn't. That is part and parcel of it. This, it could change sometimes. Okay? But that's the default. That's the default it takes. Alright? The difference between why is this and that will become clear. But one thing you can maybe observe right away is that when the fi'il is written, the three fi'ils, we are actually specifying a tashkil for the R3. Do you notice that? See that? We are specifying a fatha, dhamma, sukun. In the isms, the three isms, we are not specifying them. There's a reason for that, which will become, I think, more and more clear as we study ism, inshallah. Does that answer the question, Sister Summer? Assuming Sister Summer. Okay, great. Alhamdulillah. How do I start this? Al, again, the asterisk. Then what? I keep messing up the wrong one there. There we go. Then. Ah. Oh, is it R1 with Dhamma, folks? Is it R1? It's not, in fact. It is the meme. R1 is the scene, right? The meme is an additional letter. So, in fact, the pattern would be meme with the dhamma. Right? Do you agree with that? Because next one is R1. What am I doing here? R1 with fatha. Okay. Next up. R2 with... Shadda, kasra. Awesome. And lastly, but definitely not least, R3. Not with sukoon, Sister Maryam. We're not calling it sukoon. We're just leaving it unspecified. Let's call it that way. Leaving it unspecified. Okay? Perfect. And the hysteric there. Alright. Al. We'll see, Brother Raid. We'll see soon. Okay. We'll see. Meme with Dhamma. Very good. Meme with Dhamma. That is excellent. Next. Mashallah, I see that. Very good. R1 with the fatha. Then. R2 with the shadda and fatha. Excellent. And finally, Artık. Awesome. MashaAllah. Barakallahu feekum. This is, you know, all of our, this is a template. These are how we will make our patterns. Alhamdulillah. That's awesome. This is how we will study, inshallah, the next little part of our study of the words. We will describe their patterns, and then we will go and try to put the examples. Okay, so that's great. Thank you very much. Let us now try another activity. Okay, it's like a rapid fire activity. I like it because, you know, it's fun somewhat. Let me fix my screen here just to make sure that I am able to see your answers and also participate myself. Okay, so here is a bunch of words. MashaAllah. These words we have seen in our study of the family in the last week and one class. Okay, all these words you've seen before. Now they're jumbled up to the best of my ability. And they are now, you know, in what we'll do is we will try our best to figure out which, what belongs where. What belongs where, inshallah. Are you ready for that, folks? I'll jumble it up a little bit more because, you know, why not? Right? All right. I'll give you a minute to look at it. And then I will ask you to tell me. I'll read the word and you tell me which member of the family it is. Clear? Inshallah? I'll give you a minute, inshallah, to look at it. All right, time's up. Let us start. Ready? Yunazzilu. Yunazzilu. Present tense. Very good. For present, you can just say PR. Present, you can say PR, and that's okay, inshallah. Okay, and past, you can say PA. I mean, I'm trying to save you some typing here. Okay? Qaddama. Qaddama is past. Very good. Baddala. Baddala is also past. Al-Mu'allim. MashaAllah. Actor. For actor, you can just say A, and acted upon, you can say AU. Okay? We'll make things easy for ourselves. Al Mubaddal. Al Mubaddal. MashaAllah. Acted upon. Again, the key difference is the fatha on R2, right? That's what tells it it is a acted upon. Okay, yuqaddimu. I know, Mr. Shamari, I changed it a little bit. I changed it just a little bit right now. Yes. Allim. Allim. Is it past? Look, the shadda or the tashkil on R2 is kasra, right? So it is in fact going to be command. Correct? Because it's a kasra. If it was a fatha, it would be past tense. But it's not, right? So this is going to be command. Okay. Yu'allimu. Yu'allimu is going to be present. Very good. Al-Mu'allam. Al-Mu'allam is acted upon. Awesome. At-Tanzil. At-Tanzil would be the Masdar. Excellent. We'll just write M for Masdar. Yubaddilu. Yubaddilu. MashaAllah, present tense. Azib. Azib. MashaAllah. Command. Awesome. Al-Munazzil. 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 R2 has a kasra, right? So that actually would be the actor. Very good. Right? Al-Munazzil. R2 has a kasra. For acted upon, it is fatha. See? Okay. Al-Mu'adhib. Al-Mu'adhib. Again, the actor. Very good. Very nice. At-taqdeem. The master. Very nice. Nazzil. Nazzil. Command. Very nice. Azzaba. عذب سيستر مريم عذب right it is in fact the past tense المنزل المنزل زل very good المنزل acted upon MashaAllah. Yu'adhibu. 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 Present. Very nice. At-ta'aleem. The big M. Master. Okay. Nazzala. Nazzala. Past tense. Excellent. Sakhara. Sakhara. Also past tense. المقدم المقدم is the actor. Very good. المعذب المعذب المعذ oh I'm reading it wrong, sorry. Undo صفتها. المعذب, let's try again. المعذب acted upon, indeed. You had gotten it right, I had just read it wrong. التعذيب 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 is the مصدر. Excellent. قدم قدم command. Very good. بدل بدل also command. Very good. المقدم المقدم acted upon. Very good. المبدل المبدل the actor. Amazing. And finally التبديل مصدر at the very end again. Awesome. ما شاء الله. جزاكم الله خير. This is good. I think this is good activity. Yeah. Got your juices flowing, alhamdulillah, when it comes to the family members and their patterns. Awesome, alhamdulillah, that's great. I will save this screenshot and then clear all drawings. Okay, I'll post the screenshot of this inshallah on the site. All right, now what we will do is something similar to what we did before. Okay, what we will do now is we will make all the family members from family 2 from the root letters below. So some context to this, Sin Khara was from like a previous example, but the next 5 here, Ka, Tha, Ba, Noon, Ba, Hamza, Sin, Ba, Ha, Ha, Ra, Mim, and Ba, Shin, Ra. These are, if you go to our verb concordance, sounds like a fancy meal to be very honest with you. You see the most frequent fa'il in the Quran, and these are compiled with the verb, of course, qala, for example, their root letter, the family, they call it form, but we're gonna call it family, the frequency and the translation. That's how they compile it. So from this list, as you can notice, there's lots of family 1s, family 4, family 2, family 8, family 4 again, family 8. You see, that is actually quite a lot here in this list. There's a family 5, like a lone family 5 there. Okay, but family 1, 4, 8, and 2 are quite frequent. And that's actually the 4 that we'll study before we start our study of sentences. Of the study of how words come together in sentences. The other families we will come to later on, because their frequency, while is, I mean, they're there, it's not like a, it's not critical. It's in the sense that it's not critical in the sense that it's frequency is lesser. And when we get the higher frequency ones more, we get to understand how the patterns work. And then also we get to understand how it is that we can spot those particular words and construct meaning for ourselves and for our study. So that's basically how we'll be proceeding forward. But this list, I have picked out the top five family twos. So ka, dha, ba. Nazzala, I ignored because we've done that before in the class, right? We did Nazzala in class before. But Noon, Ba, and Hamza. Noon, Ba, and Hamza. Seen, Ba, and Ha. Ain, Tha, Ba. Ain, Lam, Mim. And Ha, Ra, and Mim. Did I pick one more? Yeah, I did one more. Right, which was Ba, Sheen, and Ra. Okay, so this excuse me, comes a lot in the Quran. High frequency words. And inshallah, when we study them, as you can see, your the benefit level will be quite high. Okay, so we're gonna do this in two parts. We're gonna write out based on these root letters. We're gonna write out all the family members in one line. Then we're gonna write out the translation. Then we will, inshallah, look up how this word is used in the Quran, get a sense of it, and I'm gonna play some ayat. I want you to like try to spot it. Okay? So this is like a multi-layered activity. It's not just like writing it and moving on. Sounds good? I want you to try to participate with this one, because the more you participate, the better you will get, inshallah. Okay? I know it's a lot of typing. Sorry, there's nothing I can do about that. Okay. Past tense was seen. I'll start us off. Okay. Sakhara. You don't have to type in Arabic. You can type in the English, no problem. Okay. And type as you see fit when it comes to the spelling. You don't have to worry so much about making your transliteration perfect. Sakhara. What is the present tense? The present tense would be Yusakhiru. Very good. Sakhara Yusakhiru. Okay. One quick note before we proceed. When it comes to family members now, or a root, generally you will hear me refer to it as in the past and the present. Sakhara yusakhiru. Like that. Okay? Qaddama yuqaddimu. Sallama yusallimu. Kabbara yukabbiru. Like that. You'll see me do this because that's like actually the standard Arabic dictionary, classical Arabic dictionary style of, you know, talking about it. Just as pairs. Just as an FYI, if you hear me do this more and more, that's why I'm doing it. Okay? Sakhara yusakhiru. Command. Sakhir. Very good. Masdar. Taskhir. Very good. Excellent. Al. Al-Musakhar. Sorry. Al-Musakhir. Excuse me. Al-Musakhar. That's what we're trying to do. Okay? We are trying to write out all of the family members in one line. Okay? If you get my email, the summary email of at the end of the class, that's like the last thing I do in this email. Write out all of them in one line, because that's actually kind of what we're trying to achieve. Okay? Let us we've seen Sakhara before, but it is, I think, worth our while to look it up again and do the activity of what it means, and then to hear an ayah being recited where you are finding out or spotting it. Okay. Sakhara thumma istawa 'ala al-'arsh wa sakhara ash-shamsa wal-qamar. Sakhara ash-shamsa wal-qamar. Let's look at this ayah in Quran.com 13:2. Okay. What does the ayah say? The ayah says, Allahu alladhi rafa'a as-samawati bighayri 'amadin tarawnaha. It is God who has raised up the heavens with no visible supports. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَىٰ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ, then established himself on the throne. Another translation, it is Allah who has raised the heavens without pillars. تَرَوْنَهَا, as you can see. Then he established himself on the throne. وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرِ, and he subjected the sun and the moon. Subjected. So the meaning for us here would be what? To subject. Okay, we'll write it as to subject, and then of course when it's sakhara, he subjected. Yusakhiru, he subjects. Sakhir, you subject. At-taskhir, subjection, or the act of putting something as, you know, under someone's authority. Al-musakhir, the one who subjects. Al-musakhir, the thing that is subjected. Okay, but we'll just translate it as such. Okay, now I want you to do this for me. Okay, every time you hear a fi'l or any family member of family two, I want you to like type one. Okay. Okay. Ready?
الله الذي رفع السماوات بغير عمد ترونها ثم استوى على العرش وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى يدبر الأمر يفصل الآيات لعلكم بلقاء ربكم توقنون.
Okay. Let us try something again. Okay. There are three. Is it very fast? That's okay, we'll try again. Three words. So when you see one, write one. When you think you've heard the second, type two. When you've heard the third, type three. I'll give you a hint. That one is right here. This is our number one. وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرِ. Okay, that's our number one. All right? Let's try again, shall we? This is okay. If you don't, family two only. Only family two. No other family. Okay? This is a difficult activity. This is not like, if you find it difficult, it's okay. Because this is the kind of activity that pushes us out of our learning comfort zone. We developed that very quickly, actually. Right? Our learning comfort zone is now this. These handouts. These kind of notes that you see on my screen. Okay. The chat window is blocking the screen. Okay. Thank you for pointing it out. Let me stop the share. If it does, you gotta tell me right away, because I don't know actually if it does or does not. Better now? Is it better now? Yay. Okay, let's try. So what I was saying was that this is something that is meant to push us out of that comfort zone. Okay, it's very important as a learner to keep doing this. Bi-idhnillah. All right. So there's three instances of it. Okay, I guess I gotta put it in the corner here. Okay, is it better now? Came back, but I guess it'll be in the corner here. All right, let's go. Three, right? One, two, three, you type it.
الله الذي رفع السماوات بغير عمد ترونها ثم استوى على العرش وسخر الشمس والقمر.
Good. We got one. سخر الشمس والقمر. Good.
وكل يجري لأجل مسمى يدبر الأمر.
Great.
يفصل الآيات لعلكم بلقاء ربكم توقنون.
Awesome. That was hard, but that's okay. You got it. MashaAllah. Many of you.
وَسَخَّرَ.
سَخَّرَ is our number one. It's okay. We'll get it, Mahdiya. Don't worry. This is the first one. سَخَّرَ. يُسَخِّرُ. R1 is seen. R2 is خَ. R3 is رَ. Right? I don't have my mouse today, subhanAllah, so that's why my writing is even more messed up. Yudabbiru, number two. You found a system, Arya. Excellent. Number two is Yudabbiru. What's R1 in Yudabbiru? Alright, R1. What's R2? Very good. You got the dal. The ba is R2 and the ra is R3. What do you think is the past tense for yudabbiru? Can you try? Very nice. Dabbara yudabbiru. Amazing. The third one. Yufassilu. That's number three. Right there. R1. The fa is R1. Very good. Well spotted. R2. Sad, right? Shadda kasra. R3. Lam. Can you try to make the past tense for this? Fassala yufassilu. I'll tell you verbally. Fassala yufassilu at-tafseel. To make clear, to expand upon. Tafseel al-mufassil al-mufassal. What are the meanings of these two fa'ils? Yudabbiru al-amr. He regulates all things. Dabbara is to regulate. Dabbara yudabbiru tadbiran. Dabbara yudabbiru dabbir at-tadbir, which is regulation. Allah's regulation. Okay? Right there. And yufassilu. Yufassilu would be to make things clear, to expand upon. Okay, but that's, I think this is a pretty big milestone. If you're able to spot these in the Quran as they're recited, that's a great, very big milestone, inshallah. All right, very good. Let's go to the next one. Which is ka, the, and ba. By the way, don't, again, if you didn't get it, it's okay. Don't beat yourself up on that. This is a higher level activity, okay? And we have to do higher level activities to expand our learning. And even more importantly, because the higher learning, a higher level learning here is actually directly applicable to the Quran and directly how we interact with the Quran. Most of us hear it recited in Salah, in Taraweeh, in our cars, etc. So we're actually training our mind and our ears to apply this knowledge where we access it the most. Do you see where we're going? Somewhat. It's actually quite, intimidating to do an activity where you feel, maybe some sort of incompetency. I don't get this. But this is really, really where learning happens. So don't be so scared, inshallah. You'll be just fine. All right? inshallah. All right. Who wants to help me out here? Does someone want to do this verbally? Like read it out? The whole thing for kadhaba. I will allow participants to unmute themselves. Someone would like to give it a shot? Very good, brother. Brother Musa, how are you doing? Assalamu alaikum. Where are you? There you are. Ah, please start. MashaAllah. The rest of you can type as he's doing it. Of course, maybe you can find some clues there, huh? Brother Musa?
Kadhib,
mashallah. The master first. Takdhib, right? Very nice. And then
Al-Mukadhib,
very good. Al-Mukadhib and
Al-Mukadhib
and then Al-Mukadhib, right? Amazing. Brother Musa, Jazakallahu Khairan. It's so amazing that you attempted it. It's very difficult to put yourself out in front of everybody, you know. That's why I really commend you for that. And I ask Allah to accept it from you and to make your learning go very high and Quran very deep. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Barakallahu feekum. So that, and then for everybody else as well, not just the dua is not khas, it's am, but especially for Brother Musa because he really put himself out there to try to do this. It's very intimidating, you know. So alhamdulillah, it's awesome to see that. Let us try to find definitely, mashallah, requires a lot of courage. Okay, let us look for ka, the, and ba. Where is it? Where's our friend? There it is. Okay, the meaning of it is to deny, to reject. You see the meaning for kathaba? The meaning is to deny, to reject. So we will write the meaning here, to deny, reject. Okay, let's look at some examples of what this looks like. Okay. Look at this ayah. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Tell me when you spot it. I'll read it, okay? وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا
والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا.
ما شاء الله, very good. Right there. كذبوا. Right here. Awesome. كذبوا, to deny, to reject. Okay, here of course we notice that the R3 has a dhamma, but that's okay because we've seen that already. Okay, very good. Let's look at some other example. So that, some other examples, sorry. Maybe towards the end of the Quran, because I think that's where a lot of the surahs we might know. Kadhabu was past tense. Kadhabu was past tense. Make sense? It said to deny. The translation, okay, so let's look at the let's open up the ayah again. 239. Okay. Those who disbelieve and deny our messages, those who disbelieve and deny our signs. Yes. Now, the translation is a little different because of this word.
وَالَّذِينَ.
Yeah. We'll learn what this word does. Okay? But that affects the translation slightly in the sense that the tense is sometimes either removed or changed. Okay, so that's why, as you spotted correctly, Brother Ra'id, that it is in fact a little different. Okay, but we will see this word and we study this word. When we study that word, inshallah, you will, we will circle back to this point, inshallah. Okay, let's go to 107. What is this surah? Surah Ma'un, right? Right here.
أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ.
Sorry, right? يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ. It says present tense. يُكَذِّبُ in the present tense. Have you considered the person who denies the judgment? Okay, then Allah says about this person, He says about him,
فَذَٰلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ.
That is the one who repulses the orphan or pushes aside the orphan. I, by the way, like these two translations, the combination of the two, really well. Okay? Because it, I think them reading them together kind of gives you a complete picture. Yadu'u is actually not our family too. Okay, looks like it. It's not. Because even though it has a shadda, this shadda is technically on R2. Technically here, R2 and R3 are the same letter. That's why the Shadda is there. It's not actually because it is Yukadhibu. Notice our Shadda is on R2 and secondly it has a Kasra. Right here it doesn't have a Kasra. That's Dhamma. And after that, there is no R3. We have an R3 here. Ba. Here there's no R3 after that. So it is not. But I wouldn't. I'm glad you at least noticed it. Okay. وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَى طَعَامٍ مِسْكِينٍ. You is not root letter. The ya is not root letter because the ya, like we have seen, is something that comes in the beginning of the present tense. right? The ya, the beginning of the pattern. You see that over here, right? Brother Musa, the ya is our first letter of the present tense. Don't worry, this is stuff that I'm really glad you're noticing, because this is coming up the week after next week. We will talk about this the week after next week, inshallah. And we'll touch upon some of these things. The important thing is you're noticing it, inshallah. وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ مِسْكِينٍ does not encourage feeding of the poor. Again, this is not that, because this dhamma is on the shadda, right? And we need yukadhibu, yusallimu, right? We need the kasra. Okay? He does not encourage the feeding of the poor. The point of this surah, subhanAllah, it's a scary point, is that this is a person who is denying the day of judgment, denying ad-deen, the religion in a way. Okay? But also, as the transition is alluding to, ad-deen refers to the day of judgment. But their denial is not a denial of, like, statement, saying, I deny Allah, I deny, you know, the Messenger of Allah or something. No, their denial is actually through their action. Their rejection of the faith manifests itself in their action. SubhanAllah. How so? The way they push aside the orphan. The way they don't encourage the feeding of the poor. The way they pray. فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ Right? The way they pray is الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ Heedless. Not prioritizing the prayer. And being praying to show off, meaning praying to show people that, you know, they're still, like, they prayed, get off my back, don't ask me about prayer, don't bug me about it, I prayed, just leave me alone. Okay, that idea, yura'un, subhanallah, wa yamna'un al-ma'un, and forbid even the simplest type of kindness or aid, subhanallah. So this is a very, you know, the surah is, according to some scholars, is referring to Abu Jahl, but its wording is actually generic, and in fact it's quite scary, because it seems to be talking about a person who maybe is a born Muslim, maybe lives in with the Muslims, outwardly is a Muslim perhaps, but inwardly, subhanallah, their actions completely reject the faith. That's a very scary thought if you think about it. Okay? Anyway, that's the ayah. Well, for us, the point was to note is that may Allah protect us from such kind of actions. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Okay? Another important surah that we should maybe look at is Surah 95. At the very end here, this ayah.
فَمَا وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ
Skipping the wrong ayah there.
فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ
You see that? يُكَذِّبُكَ What makes you deny the final judgment? Subhanallah. That is in the present tense. Okay? Awesome. MashaAllah. Next one. You notice what's R3? What's R3? Hamza.
Baba, you know where my mishmish is?
Hamza is a troublemaker. All right, let's try. Ready? Nabba. Ba is R2. No, ba is not R3. R3 is Hamza. This one now, Brother Musa. Hmm? Ba is R2 and then R3 is Hamza. Hmm, Nabba. Then, you. Yunabbi'u. Yunabbi'u. Okay. Command. Nabbi. Why am I writing it this way? This is a troublemaker. The spelling rules of Hamza are complicated, okay? I'm just writing it this way just to just take it from me for now, okay? In later on, in more advanced times, we'll learn how Hamza is written the way it is, okay? But right now, this is how it's spelled. Nabbi. Then the Mastar. At-tanbi. At-tanbi. The actor. Al. Al-munabbi. Al. Al-munabba. I know you're tired from typing. Sorry. But we're trying to get better at this, inshallah. Okay? Look at this one. Noon, Ba, and Hamza. What are the meaning of Noon, Ba, and Hamza? I think for this one, let's look at actually Ajtal. I think Ajtal might be a more fun activity here. Okay? I'm searching for what letters? Noon, Ba, and Hamza. Hmm? Okay. Look at what I find here. It says Naba'a, to be high, raised, elevated, protruding, projecting, prominent, etc. etc. This is family one, isn't it? Naba'a. Hmm? Family two is right here. Naba'a, to inform, to notify, to tell. You saw that, folks? Family two is Nabba. Great. To inform. If we look at something interesting here, we have a word Nabba, which is news. Amma yatasa'alun anin naba'il azim. Not from family 2. This is a different word. This is not family 2. But just the word from family 1 means in news. Naba al Azim, great news. Okay, very important news, which is the Day of Judgment, for example. Okay, Nubu'a. Notice that Nubu'a, prophecy or prophethood. There is the word Nubu'a and Nabi is pronounced with a ya, Nubu'a without, no, just Nubu'a like this. With a ya, and then you have Nabi and Nubu'a with a Hamza. The reason for this, not family one, but sorry, this is not family two. Don't think that this is something in family two. But I'm just pointing this out for your, you know, like benefit here, is that the prophet or the messenger who is providing. Or conveying the message, the da'wah, right? It's like they are at a elevated standing, right? Just like You see, the root meaning here is it's like a high elevated place. So the Prophet is at a high elevated place, of course, in character and standing in the eyes of Allah, but also like publicly. They're publicly proclaiming the message. They're public figures. And then Nabi is someone who brings you Naba, important news. They're not there to like talk about riffraff. They talk about important stuff. So it's quite a fascinating word. Naba'a is basically joint. It's used in that context in the Quran. A prophet conveying a message. Alright? A prophet conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Let's look at some examples. Look at what this ayah says. Ayah number 349. Right? Remember I said this is usually a prophet speaking on behalf of Allah. Alright? Look at this one. وَرَسُولًا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ And he will send him as a messenger to the children of Israel. أَنِّي قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ I have come to you with a sign from your Lord. أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُمْ مِّنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ I will make the shape of a bird for you out of clay. فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ And then breathe into it. فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ And it becomes, this clay model becomes a real life bird by Allah's permission. Who is this talking about? Who's the prophet here? What do you folks think? It is, in fact, Isa alayhi salam. Correct. Is in fact Isa alayhi salam. He was a messenger to the children of Israel. Was sent to. وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ And I will heal the blind. Al-Akmah is actually the one who is born blind. Al-Ami is the one who goes blind. Like they could see and then they kind of just lost his eyesight. So he says, I will cure the person who was born blind. That's like that's truly miraculous. Okay. Wal abrasa and the leper. Okay, like their skin is diseased and beyond, I guess, like in certain ways, and its appearance beyond repair. Wa uhyi al mawta bi idhnillah. And I will bring the dead back to life. I give life to the dead by the permission of Allah. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ You notice our fi'l right there? وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ And I will do what?
وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ
I will inform you. بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي What you eat, what you may eat, وَمَا تَدَّخِلُونَ And what you may store in your houses. Meaning, I will tell you what's halal, and I'll tell you what you can store, and I tell you what you can't store. Okay? So this is, he's giving information and news that is from Allah, that's very important. That's where Nabi and Naba comes. Is that okay? إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ Unabbiukum. Alright. Which tense is it? This one is a little harder to spot. No doubt about it. But let us, mashallah, present tense, as you say correctly. But I want you to notice something here. Akhluqu. What's the letter here that I've underlined? This one. Okay, Hamza. Alright. Anfuhu. This one. فَأَنْفُخُوا this one right here. Hamza. أُبْرِئُ Hamza. أُحْيِ Hamza again. أُنَبِّئُ Hamza. Is this Hamza part of the root? is this R1 or R2 or R3? This guy right here? No, right? This guy is our R3. This is our R3 friend. Right? Yes or no? This Hamza, notice the pronoun. I have come to you from your Lord. I will make the shape of a bird. I will heal the blind and the leper. I will tell you what you may eat. Remember, the ya with a dhamma could change to some other letter when the actor changes. Correct? We briefly touched about that. You've seen it with nanun, from going from he to we. Here is it going from he to I. It's going from he tells or he informs to I inform or I will tell. You see it? Inshallah, like that's what I was trying to show you. Awesome. Alhamdulillah. That's great. So that is unabbi'ukum I. That's Isa alayhi salam saying to his people, right? Let's look at one more example that I really like that I think you will enjoy, which is in Surah 15. Where did it go? Ah, there, 15:49. See, let's this time maybe go to Tanzil 15:49. Okay, I want you to try to spot some things. Ready? In the passage I'll play, there's two instances of a fi'l from Noon, Ba, and Hamza of family 2. Okay, 1 and 2. So I want you to type 1 when you hear the first one, 2 when you hear the second one. Ready? Ready? I know it's almost end, but please, let's try to practice this. لا يمسهم فيها نصب وما هم منها بمخرجين نبئ عبادي أني أنا الغفور الرحيم وأن عذابي هو العذاب الأليم ونبئهم عن ضيف إبراهيم. I said from the root letters Noon, Ba, and Hamza, right? So this guy will now qualify. Noon, Ba, and Hamza is what we're looking for, right? That's okay. This also doesn't qualify because the Shadda has a Dhamma, right? For us, Shadda has to have a Kasra. That's okay. This is part of the learning. This is the part of the learning. Trust me, this is like extremely important. Okay, this is number one. Nabbi. What family member is this? Nabbi. Command. Amazing. MashaAllah. And number two is right here. Nabbihum. What family member is this? Nabbihum. Nabbihum. For it to be an actor or acted upon, it has to begin with a meme with a dhamma, right? Meme with a dhamma is when it is an actor or acted upon. Munabbi, munabba, right? But this is nabbi. The waw is just a different word, wa, right? For it to be present, it has to begin with a ya with a dhamma. Or another letter with a dhamma, right? But it's not beginning with a dhamma. It's R1 with a fatha, R2 with a shadda kasra, R3 with a sukoon. So it will then be command, right? Well, let me command. Okay. Both of these are command. Who is you? You tell, you inform. Nabbi ibadi. You inform. Who is you, in your opinion? Tell my servants that I alone am the forgiving and merciful. What do you think is you? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're right. Generally in the Quran, generally, unless the context is different, you is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, there's tons of exceptions, but generally speaking. Because he's the one who Allah is essentially speaking to, right? And again, nabihum, same thing. You tell them about Abraham's guests. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the one who's being spoken to. Alright? So I think that's a nice example, right? Just to mix it up a little bit, yeah? Okay. Let's try another one. Seen, ba, and ha. We only have two more left. So that, well, three including this one. Let's finish strong, inshallah. Seen, ba, and ha. Past tense. Sabbaha. Excellent. Present tense. Yusabbihu. Amazing. Command. Sabbih. Awesome. Masdar. At-tasbih. MashaAllah. Now you know where that word comes from. The actor. Al-musabbih. Amazing. They acted upon. Al-musabbah. Awesome. Let's actually finish up the other two quickly, and then you can take a break as I just show you some examples. How's that? So there's no more typing at the very end. Is that okay? You just watch the examples and just type one or two, depending on how many I tell you there are. Ready? Okay. Harrama. You har. Rimu. Harrim. At-tahrim. Al-muharrim. Rim, mashallah. Al Muharrim, acted upon, actor, acted upon. Al Muharram. The first month of the Islamic calendar is Muharram. That's where it comes from. All right, next one, last one. Bashara. Yubashiru, amazing. Bashir. Command. Masdar. Tabshir. Amazing. the actor. Al-Mubashir, the actor upon. Al-Mubashir. That's that, right? Let's look up the meaning for seen baha sabbaha yusabbihu. Sabbaha yusabbihu. Sabbaha yusabbihu. What is the meaning of sabbaha yusabbihu? What do you think from the screen? Amazing. To glorify. To glorify. Look at this ayah. Ayah number 1744. All right, this is a good activity. There's three examples. There is three examples of the fi'il sabbaha. That family, sabbaha, family two, from seen baha. Three examples in this ayah. Okay, when you hear it, 1, 2, 3. Ready? All right.
تسبح له السماوات السبع والأرض ومن فيهن وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم إنه كان حليما غفورا.
Again, let's try again, shall we?
تسبح له السماوات السبع والأرض ومن فيهن وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده.
Okay.
ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم إنه كان حليما غفورا.
Amazing, well done. Right? First one, right here. Tusabbihu. Correct? First one is right here. Tusabbihu. What tense is this? Present tense. Awesome, mashallah. Second one. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Right there. What tense is this? Present tense as well. And the third one. تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Right there. تَسْبِيحَ is the مَصْدَر. Amazing. Well done. MashaAllah. That's awesome. That's well done, mashallah, if you spotted that. You might know this surah.
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى.
سبحي.
What is this? What type? What family member? Command, right? This is command. Amazing. Also in surah number
أرأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا.
Again, mashallah, fasabbih, right there. Mashallah, well done. Barakallahu feekum. I hope this was a beneficial exercise and activity. Walillahi alhamd. You know, harrama is to forbid. It's to forbid. I'll give you the meanings quickly. And bashara is to, you know, congratulate or give good news. All right. So that, you know, you can try to look up some of these examples. This is actually the homework. I apologize for not giving you feedback for your homework last week. Last week has been a very hectic week for me. Alhamdulillah, now I have a little bit more time. Should be able to sort things out where there's a system helping to give you feedback for your homework. But please do send it. I will read it. And inshallah, me or one of the TAs will definitely give feedback to you. Please don't be discouraged by the lack of answers or lack of feedback currently, okay? Please do continue sending it. The homework is for any three root letter sequences. Any three root letters. Ba, Shin, Ra, Ha, Ra, Mim. Anything. Either in the book, in the tutorial, or by yourself. Pick three, your choice. And then find an ayah of the Quran that has an instance of that in the ayah, inshallah. That is the homework. Please email it to me. Jazakumullahu khairan. I really appreciate it. May Allah bless you all for all that you have done, for coming and all the participation you've done in this session and throughout the course. Alhamdulillah. I ask Allah to give us more good and beneficial knowledge. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. I'll see you all on Monday bi idhnillahi ta'ala. Sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.